that the lines are drawn. I see the days are cut in haze form. I see the play, how the script conforms. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, July 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Sorry about that lengthy beginning here. It's a little tech Skype issue I'll have to sort out, but should be ready now for my panelists. We have a roundtable panel, per usual, folks. And on the panel, well, firstly, he's been described as a federalist, an internationalist, and an all-out fellow traveler. Please welcome Paul Federalist.
Are you referring to me, Paul, in California?
I knew that would get to you.
Yes. Okay, I wasn't sure. I thought I knew who the panel was today, and I said, did he invite, like, Paul Edward Stevenson or another Paul? Well, glad to be here. I understand we have quite the all-star lineup, and I am flattered that I was included, Richard. So looking forward to today's show.
Oh, yes. You thought I invited your nemesis, perhaps, but no dice. I also have Mr. David Scorpio joining us, folks. David, welcome, sir.
Hello, Richard. And I'm here just waiting for the government to give us disclosure on the UFO question. It's going to be a long wait, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, they certainly love to entice us at ideal moments for distraction, no doubt. But that certainly is absurd when you get some of those. We have Stephen Douglas Whitener with us as well today, folks. Stephen, so good to have you here. Good.
Howdy, Richard. Howdy, RBN. I'm always tickled to join the round table. I've been enjoying the round table since before there was RBN. We had that Thursday night round table. It's a really good, it's like we called it the Truthers support group, I think, at the time. And this gets a little black-pilling, y'all. You know, you got to lighten up some. It's Friday. If there's anybody local actually listening, I am at Tudortown north of Greer selling hot boiled peanuts on the side of the road. So there you go.
All right. No, some local business there. And do you have a business license, sir? Because I know even Girl Scouts.
Oh, my. Just keep it on the down low. Yeah, we don't want Zog to know. The grandkids did a lemonade stand, too, in front of the house one time. So, but don't tell. Anyway, thanks for having me. Howdy, y'all.
Yes, yes. And well, you know, I have to trouble you folks with some news headlines here, although I always like to hear just perspective as well. at these roundtables. It seems Rand Paul is out there cautioning against impeaching Biden, saying that we don't want to fall, you know, into the same trap the Democrats are caught in. You know, he's trying to rally Republicans to seek a higher ground, I suppose. And so, you know, this is more, you know, a partisan dual party support kind of rallying cries. I don't know, David, how would you respond to Rand Paul making such a comment?
Well, it's much ado about nothing because, first of all, they don't have the votes to impeach Biden or anyone else. And I think the Republicans' goal, their mission is to be the losing party now. So it's not going to happen. But talking about it is good for the base to make them feel like they have leaders in the Republican Party that actually want to do something when they don't.
Stephen.
And I was under the impression you were a super MAGA guy. No, I know. I just get tired of the same old vote for me. I'll save your bacon thing. It's just I've said this before. It reminds me of Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football. This time I'm going to vote harder. It'll help this time. And whoops, nope, flat on our back again. And the state with its boot on our neck. And it just repeats over and over. They just change the right boot to the left boot. You know, that's the only real difference. Coke or Pepsi, right boot, left boot. Just do as you're told, peasant. That's the world that we live in. It's just technologically enforced now. But the feudal attitudes are the same with these people. Anyway, that's the impression I get from them. I don't know. I'll ask you guys. What? Toss it back to y'all. What do you think? Is this the USSA now or what? Yeah.
And Paul in California, your response to Rand Paul?
What? You're kidding. You go to me on this this issue? Thank you. Yeah, so Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, both of which have been outspoken about Jewish power. Is that correct? I think I'm right on that. You know, in recent memory, the only man who's ever been a man has been Jim Trafficante. Who talked about real issues. So, yeah, impeachment and other such nonsense interests me not, unfortunately. However, the latest Trump indictment does interest me. Have they indicted him again? It looks like he's continuing to be indicted or he's always going to be indicted. And that's kind of exciting.
Yes, and, well, Trafficante, of course, was a Democrat, no less, at that.
Yeah, I had the brief pleasure of meeting him one time at a conference he spoke at way back in the, I don't know, mid-2000s or something like that, I want to say. But, yeah, very, very plain-spoken, outspoken man, you know, seemed to me to be very both intelligent and quite moral and quite an imposing figure, too. As a, by the way, he was like 6'3 and a half and he weighed about 240, pretty well put together. And yeah, so anyway, just as a mention, so I don't care what Rand Paul says about anything, to be honest with you. He's showed too many stripes to me in the past.
Mm-hmm. And how about this whole laundering of Ukrainian money through Sam Bankman-Fried going to allegedly to a Democratic election funds? We're seeing a whole list now coming out. I sent it to you gentlemen earlier. It was in the form of a photo, and it's just this huge list of Sam Bankman-Fried's political donations using stolen funds. Of course, I did hear that it wasn't just Democrats on that list. The diagram shows his political donations using stolen funds, and viewers will find it interesting since it gives some transparency, therefore, as to where he was funneling the money politically. So, yeah, how about on this topic, David? Your thoughts? David? Let's go to...
Yes. The mute button wouldn't... technical issue there. Sorry about that. What is it you'd like me to address, Richard?
Well, I mean, just this Sam Bankman-Fried's list coming out of these stolen funds. What we're hearing in a lot of cases, Ukrainian war money initially, but going to a lot of just politicians. So keeps.
Oh, money. Sure. Yeah. He knew how to slop the pogs. And when this first happened, me and Mike Sledge actually predicted that this guy's going to walk. I believe he's Jewish. Is that correct? I think he might be Jewish. Not that it matters. But they've already dropped some significant charges against him. And this whole story is being memory-holed, really, in terms of, hey, this guy perpetrated a massive crime and scammed lots of people out of their money, actually. So it's being rabbit-holed, and they actually dropped a lot of charges against him already. I think this guy's going to walk or do very minor time in Club Fed, come out reformed and write a book, and kind of go the route of other Jewish swindlers in the past.
Like Michael Milken, for one.
Michael Milken is actually the greatest example of that, Paul, because he comes out fully reformed and still very wealthy.
Looking good, too. I remember he looked pretty good when he came up, so at the time.
I did come across a story yesterday that showed a picture of Frankman Fried with Maxine Waters with big grins and saying how the Bahamas are not going to be extraditing him to the U.S. And so at least on these the charges and those proceedings, he's not going to suffer any loss in court. So I don't know what will happen with other charges or maybe nothing at all. Elsewhere, I can't imagine the Bahamas would do anything to him. You know, they just want people's money who are there, right? Just like Switzerland or somewhere. But plus, I don't know. I could move on maybe to the next, so we get through this a little more quickly. Biden administration has a report accidentally revealing climate change has little impact on the economy. So even with their manipulated figures, which is all BS, you know, about alleged climate change and allegedly caused by CO2 and/or methane now, as they're trying to push it, you know, they can't even present anything convincing in a lot of these reports. I mean, this report in particular was from the White House Council of Economic Advisors. But we had a notice that generators are being prepared. The largest U.S. power grid is declaring an emergency alert for the second day in a row, they said this morning. That's covering like a big area from, say, around like Illinois to Ohio, with a big oval, circling surrounding areas. Quite a big patch of the middle of flyover country, as they say. So, and I, of course, say that grudgingly. It really kind of is ridiculous the way the coastal areas are the only ones recognized, and most of it has a lot of blue politics. Destructive far left progressive politics. So, Stephen, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I'm shocked, Richard. I've heard that the climate change is the new Holocaust. It's going to affect, but it's going to affect the black people more this time. I was seeing that they're more susceptible. That's who it's going to hit hardest. And I can't believe you're denying that already. I don't know. It's all about control. To be serious, every crisis, every event, to more control for them. And I just hope that it slips out of their fingers. That's, I don't know. I know that the CO2 thing is backwards. The guy who started the Weather Channel explained all that first, that it wasn't the CO2 that led to the warming. Warming led to the higher CO2 levels. And just, it's nonsense. 99 out of 100 scientists agree that they want to keep their funding. So that's how that's being led, along with the pharmaceutical thing. I mean, this corruption, I'm also shocked that you're still talking about this corruption. Next thing you're going to mention Biden's deal where he was going to get out of any, Hunter Biden's deal where the judge was going to let him walk, and you're ignoring the UFOs, man. I don't know. Come on. They said that they're UFOs out there. Really?
Paul?
Well, I mean, you know, the climate is an issue. It was pretty hot the last few days. They're predicting it's going to be really, really warm, you know, over the weekend. So this heat is an issue, guys. I mean, this is real. And you probably heard reported here and there. I just heard it the other day on the radio that this is the hottest summer on record. Now, I have a theory because almost every year, or at least every year or two, we hear it's the hottest summer on record. I've been hearing this for 20 to 30 years minimum. It's the hottest summer on record. And I'm thinking to myself, there might be some hanky-panky going on. So here's my theory, okay? I think the globalists, the Illuminati, maybe possibly also working with the Archons and, you know, the Anunnaki, have set up a series of heat rays up in space. Okay, they got these heat ray platforms, and they're planning on roasting us, and they control the press too. So they're getting us to believe it's just climate change and it's our fault. This is classic. You know, you blame the victim. However, the good news is I feel that we have a chance here because I understand Elon Musk is going to be working with Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers. They're going to go up there in space and fight these bastards so that we can have our regular climate and weather back again, once again, and we can have the truth about carbon and carbon credits. I believe that's my take on the issue.
Whoa, I am impressed. And David, your thoughts, sir?
Well, that's certainly interesting. I can't help but notice a couple of different things about this. It was kind of funny. I heard on the radio last night that not only was it the hottest summer on record, but it was the hottest summer so far in 150,000 years, guys. So who knew they were keeping records of temperature for the last 150,000 years? You know, so, and also heard that it's actually very hot in Phoenix in July, which I don't think has ever happened before. So, you know, it's interesting how it's all hyperbole and, you know, the verbiage they use around anything to do with the weather is, you know, catastrophe and, you know, it's a weather bomb. You know, it's this and that. We're all going to die soon. And I can't help but notice, you know, when it started to really heat up here, it actually had been unseasonably cool and very wet, you know, in Southern California all winter. And I think we got seven times the amount of snowpack they usually get up in Northern California. And as of like 2 weeks ago, they were still skiing up in some of the ski resorts up in Northern California. But I couldn't help notice that when it heated up here, lo and behold, the sky was full of chemtrails. So there's no question they're spraying these chemtrails. And they're using the metal particulate matter in the chemtrails to run signals through. And I'm not talking about HARP. HARP is 1980s, 1990s technology. We're in a whole new generation of technology beyond that. They're running, you know, frequencies through these particulate matters to create heat in a way that is having a real impact on our climate. There's no question about that. This is manipulated, and geoengineering is very real.
Well, I hear the music. Stick around, folks, and we will be back.
I guess that.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she was hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway. Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that. That alone should be enough to impeach any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% by using code WHITEHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we'll help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with our panelists today. Paul in California, David Scorpio, and Stephen Douglas Whitener.
So,
Paul, Richard, would you like to respond?
Yeah, just a couple of comments on what Dave just said. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. This is quite a frightening scenario. I've been in looking into this for quite a while. I know Dave and other panelists are probably familiar with Dane Wigginton, and you know, say what you will about some of his viewpoints, you know, he does get a lot of stuff right. There's no doubt that they know how to control and manipulate the weather and actually force what has been called a heat dome. The same way they can steer storms. Also, Clifford Carnicom did a lot of work on this originally, but he went more into the biological issue. So there's that, too, that they've been seeding disguise with essentially new biological organisms, apparently. And there's a lot of very fascinating research on this on his site, and you can hear him talk about this. But I just thought I would briefly mention the movie The Arrival, which I find interesting for many reasons. Number one, I think it's pretty well done. It's a very watchable movie. But I've been talking about this and other. I mean, everybody talks about Enemy of the State and other such things. But when you watch that movie, and of course, the one of the lead characters is played by Ron Silver. He's like the evil alien head of, I think, JPL at the time. And, you know, Charlie Sheen plays this guy who discovers this plot by aliens to warm up the planet. And in many ways, I actually believe that these people, these South Koreans that are ruling us, they love to either tell us directly or in metaphor and or movies what they're planning or what they're likely to do. I find it interesting. And again, for those who haven't seen it, I would recommend watching the movie The Arrival, which I always found quite interesting.
Stephen, you have a response?
Yeah. There's another movie that's been made since that one called The Arrival, too, that folks might get it confused with. But I remember the one you're talking about with Charlie Sheen and these. backwards kneed aliens. It just, yeah, I think they even made a sequel to that, and it could be, I don't know, you know, there are aliens. Did you hear? Okay. I don't know where they're going to go with that, but eventually everything that was mentioned to be used to push us toward this, accepting this state, you know, asteroids, climate change, terrorism, rogue nations, pandemics, and aliens. You know, even if they're, yeah, that they're going to do, manufacture whatever they need to herd us into the right chute at the processing plant. Well,
it's worth pointing out, too, that they indeed have always been regarded as aliens, racial aliens, aliens to the human race, actually, historically. This is, and nobody knows this better than the Europeans.
Okay, well,
go on.
Sorry. All right, well, we don't have to discriminate too much against South Koreans right this moment.
Yes.
I would like to mention just briefly one more dovetailing article talking about the UN and how they have these assertions, we own the science. There were some people tweeting on, Xing now, I guess it's called, right? Elon is calling it X instead of Twitter now. Climate change. If you wondered why opposing views on climate change were hard to find, it's because of this. Google has agreed to suppress online views, including experts that oppose the UN narrative on quote-unquote climate change. And so another one was another poster really added to that comment saying, I've said this 1,000 times, if you think censorship by the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, is bad, it does not hold a candle to the enormous damage by social, search engine result manipulation, the highest and most dangerous form of censorship, and Google and others are neck deep in it. And yeah, like climate change agenda is fully embraced by NASA, for example, these days. I was looking up information on the Maunder minimum and different sunspot fluctuations over the time. And yeah, I noticed, you know, that they're backing the whole global warming thing in the way they present things now. And in the past, perhaps it was a little more scientifically based instead of politically driven over there. But, you know, many, I know, I don't want to get into a whole NASA discussion here. David, would you like to comment?
Well, is it surprising that we're going to see increased censorship from deep state government operations like Google? No.
Well, I'm sorry to try to toss it to you there. I noticed we're on the break right now. But yeah, no, the search engine manipulation in particular, I guess, is what I was asking your opinion of, but I want to give you a chance to respond. Oh, yeah. Here. Oh, well, here, I'll let you respond better, because I know the music's at the gate. We'll be right back.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my panelists, Paul in California, David Scorpio, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. Oh, and by the way, on a side note, Paul, since you informed me that the most appreciated guest is to be mentioned last, I figured I would, you know, adjust things to accommodate. So anyway, but yes, David, if you would like to comment, I mean, the suggestion that search engines are far more abusive and controlling of information, far more dangerous. How is it the way they put it? If you think censorship by Twitter and on Meta, Facebook was bad, it does not hold a candle to the enormous damage by search engine result manipulation, the highest and most dangerous form of censorship. Do you agree?
I wouldn't say that that's the most dangerous form. You know, anyone that thinks that Google is just a regular company looking to make profit and they're not connected to the intelligence agencies and DARPA and other even more exotic and covert intelligence agencies is naive. They certainly are. And I would just add one brief thing that basically, if you want to look at the future of the internet, again, look to China, because that's where they want to take all this, where you have to have a an ID, government ID, to get on the internet, and then everything that's on the internet is closely controlled. That's where they want to take this. It's going to be a rough road to get there. Anti-Semitism might be one way they move forward. We have to stop all this hate online. It's just too dangerous. Who knows? But that's where they want to take things eventually.
Yes, and never mind my hating toward Paul today. All in good fun, Paul. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, you can say what you want about China, but I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews. Wouldn't you, Richard?
Well, I wouldn't want to be ruled by anyone. At least it would be easier to identify the Chinaman for the average normie, is my response.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I've made mention many times before, I mean, this whole thing about free speech, I mean, that's one thing. You know, free information also, you know, enters into it. So, yeah, you know, we got a problem. And, you know, the censoring of content is just a symptom of the tumor that has to be removed. I can't put it any more clearly.
Stephen.
Yeah, rule thyself is the way I would respond to that. And with the situation the way it is today, you were mentioning an old movie, Paul. I was thinking of Rollerball with James Caan when the guy goes to the mountain to talk to the AI of the time. And information, I mean, it has completely been obliterated to the memory. They don't even remember the 12th century. And he wants to know how decisions are made. And it's to that level, I think, already here. You get layer upon layer of stuff piled onto Google with the search engine. I have looked at that. You have to be very diligent and really want to find the truth. I was thinking about this earlier today. If right now, try to find something about this Army of One or Army of God that supposedly was they put out a manifesto to blame the anthrax on, and it was on the internet at the time, but they memory hold all that because of what happened with finding it. It was AMRID, and you just can't find that anywhere. They were supposedly followers of Muhammad Atta, and this whole manifesto and stuff was, but it's been removed from the internet, and a lot of other things are getting that way too. That's happening.
Okay, your sound was a little off there. I don't know the transmission.
So I'll throw this out to the panel. Yeah, that's a great movie reference. A nice period piece. I remember it well. Saw it in the theaters, and then I've seen it again, obviously, on other forums. So $5 to anybody who can name the AI computer. There was a name. You know, it was a big bubbling, supposedly water-based computing at the time. Anybody? Stephen, you remember the name of the computer? When Jonathan goes to see the professor?
I think it was, was it World Brain? I forgot. I saw that particular clip recently, but I can't remember. I can't dredge it up.
I'll let you guys look it up. But yeah, it's a great movie, many good scenes. One of them where he goes, you know, he's trying to find out more, you know, information about, I think, one of the... possibly trying to help an injured player or something like that. But anyway, he meets this woman who's at the desk. She's like a receptionist, and she just keeps repeating the same kind of phrase or phraseology over and over again, and he realizes, okay, she's just either not all there or she doesn't know anything. And I think we've all encountered that, either whether over the phone or in person across the counter with somebody, that they're just not all present. And anyway, good movie reference. Appreciate that.
And on a side note, I mean, I bring up so many articles recently relating to this climate change scam is because I really think it's among the greatest hurdles to avoid totalitarianism, further consolidation of control and power in the coming generation. And perhaps tied only with the quest for global equity, that magical word equity. But I see we have a couple of callers. Tom in Florida is on the line first. Tom.
Yeah, good day, gentlemen. Nice to hear you. And Richard, before I want to say what you did for Michael Rivero. Listen, I want to be ruled by Christian males, and I want to be ruled by men that are called the Founding Fathers. And it gave us a Constitution and a Bill of Rights and a Declaration of Independence. That's who I want to be ruled out. Not by Chinese and not by a bunch of Jews. Okay? And before I go now, Richard, what I really want to talk about, I want to talk about Mayorkas. But I want to talk with you, Richard. You did a really nice thing for Michael Rivero. He's going to be sorely missed on the RBN. That was a great call you had yesterday. And Michael Rivero is going to be very, very hard to replace, no matter what. Farron's very hard to replace. I don't know what's going on with Farron. Maybe you do. I hope he comes back. But we need guys like Mike Rivero and Farron to stay on the network because they are very powerful pieces in the chess game. And so that's what we need. Richard?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I want to
start talking now. This bumbling imbecile Biden has got a Haitian He's got a Haitian that's an White House press secretary, born in Haiti. He's got Alejandro Mayorkas, who was born in Havana, Cuba, who still got communist family in Cuba. Why are you hiring people that weren't even born naturally in this country into those powerful positions? You can't find Americans can do those jobs. They're born in this country who love their Constitution, their Bill of Rights, and their Declaration of Independence. We don't know where this Alejandro Mayorkas stands. He wants to flood the country with millions of illegal aliens. The guy was born in Havana, Cuba, 1959, okay? And this guy's running our border? Seriously? And then you got Pete Buttigieg. Mike, Richard, I noticed there's a lot of homosexuals in the Biden administration. They're only not even 1% of the population. They're 0.4% of the population, but he's got like 5 or 6 major homosexuals, queers, in his administration. What the hell is that? What the American people voted for? The American people voted for a bunch of queers to run our government? And then you guys are talking about China and the Jews? The Jews don't run nothing. The Jews are not even 2%. The white Christian males are running this country. That's who needs to be running this country. Not a bunch of Jews, not a bunch of Chinese.
Tom, here, let's allow our panelists to have a chance to respond to you. David, would you like to go first?
Well, first of all, Mayorkas is a Jew. He's a Cuban Jew, just so you know.
That's right.
And that's confirmed. Look it up. There's lots of homosexuals in the Biden administration.
You,
wait, excuse me. Am I talking or are you talking?
Tom, come on. You're supposed to let them respond.
Sorry. Go ahead.
There's a lot of homosexuals in the Biden administration. This is nothing new. Homosexuals are actually very good people to have if you have a corrupt government, because they're slaves to their passion, as E. Michael Jones puts it, and they're already corrupt because they're going against the fundamental laws of nature.
Right.
Paul, would you like to respond?
Well, in the famous words of Alex Jones, okay, I'm a homosexual, okay? I'm a homosexual.
Stephen, any thought to share?
They're putting chemicals in the water to turn the frogs gay. What do you think it's going to do to you? But, you know, that is another interesting difference. You see the trend with the feminization and how people have just the health of everybody the past 30-40 years. That just kind of shocked me, thinking back on when Alex Jones was first on. And there you put him in my frame of reference there, Paul. Sorry, that flashed me back to it. But yeah, all those South Koreans are a real problem in the Biden administration,
Stephen,
too.
But Stephen, since you mentioned that, on a side note, I mean, even on a generational scale, clearly, due to those shots, they're saying insurance companies are reporting a 24% increase of millennials in mortality.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember during the quote-unquote pandemic, we were covering how the statistical increase in the working age people had gone way up, and now, you know, It does look like there's a lot of damage there. All those engineered nanoparticles that they're also spraying in the biologic and the chemtrails, too. I had read a very interesting thing about an engineered nanoparticles the other day. That's pretty scary that they're putting that into us. They called it smart dust back in they had a military 2025 PowerPoint presentation from the late 90s that talked about how things would be in the U.S. and with the Pentagon in the year 2025, and a lot of the things that they referenced and telegraphed have happened already.
Well, Tom, any other comment you want to make before I go to the next caller?
Yeah, well, you know, Richard had on the news today, Taiwan, they're going to send a big weapons package over to Taiwan, but to get the chip manufacturing going over here in Arizona or Oklahoma, wherever they're putting these chip plants, is going to take 3 to 4 years to come online. Do you think China's going to wait? China's going to attack on this imbecile Biden. If he gets reelected, they're definitely going to attack Taiwan. We're looking at World War III. If Trump gets in there, a Republican, I don't believe China would jump like a frog. But if this idiot Biden's in there this week and this imbecile, we're in big trouble. We're going to be in massive trouble. And, you know, we better wake up. This country better wake up. And what these Zionists are doing, these billionaire Zionist demonic devils are doing, is trying to destroy. They want World War III because they'll never forget. They're always going to use the Holocaust. The Holocaust. It was the Christians to save their ass from annihilation, Richard. It was the white males in this country, the majority who went save their ass, they were going to go to Madagascar.
There was no Holocaust. Come on, let's stop this nonsense.
Oh, whatever, yeah. Whatever. No such okay, thing. I agree with you. I may agree with you on that, but I'll tell you right now, that's the narrative. The media's the one by its public for the last 70 years.
Thank you.
And
thank
the
you.
White okay, people.
Can I say something to Tom real quick? Am I on? Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah,
okay, so Tom, you sound very frustrated to me. What I'd like you to do is sharpen your tomahawk and bring a couple of Jewish scalps to the next show. Would you please?
Okay, all right then. Well, Tom, thank you for your call. Let's go to Murr, who's been patiently.
You shouldn't say things like that, man.
Yeah, really. It's not helping anything. Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, welcome.
Hi. Nice to hear some strong white male voices, a bastion here of truth. But don't forget, people, listeners, beyondton.chatango.com is Richard's chat room, and I just put three links in there. One was the Jim Trafficant in 93 putting into congressional record how FDR bankrupted the country in 33 on March 9, and we've been enemies of the state ever since. And also
what about
a link. Pardon me?
Oh, go ahead.
I'll just get the three things out, and then I'll listen to you guys, okay? And a good search engine I'm finding here lately, I like the Q1, but even, they do their own indexing, but compared to Yandex, that's Y-A-N-D-E-X, the Russian search engine, it's blowing everything else away. You know, every once in a while you'll come up with some Russian language in it, but it's the most responsive with what you're looking for. And so I had a search in there for about Jim Trafficant, and, he went to Israel and freed a supposed Nazi, went right to their court, to the Knesset, and then got this guy out and brought him back. And, of course, they deported him later. I guess that was the poor guy under Trump, the 90s, and they deported. But, my third point is FitzInfo.net, and David's well aware, we probably all are. Jews have been in China since before Christ came, all right? So they're indistinguishable. They look just like them. And so that's why everything was, you think World Trade Center, we'll think World Trade China. That was their little satanic ritual. Knock that all down just to show they're moving over there, Now, Dov Zotheim was the comptroller there at DOD, and he went over there, and Hank Paulson, he's also a Jew, went there. If you look through everything, and I'm learning from Michael Gatti's teachings and everything, even back then, they took a bunch of money from France to bring here, and Robert Morris sort of made that disappear, like $31 million, and that was in real money. And he worked for the East India Company with his dark prince ship, right? So then they have the revolution, the Jews caused the revolution in France. So, they'd like spin the globe and, work on different areas at different times, like true parasites. Or like dung beetles. that's how they kind of work on the politicians. But anyway, I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about those three things in particular. And I know David knows, like I said, about the Jews in China. And they brag. They say, we're the Jews of Asia, Chinese. Okay?
Well, Stephen put a comment in the Skype. Stephen said, I hold Larry McDonald in similar regard to Trafficant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Trafficant
David,
did quite a few things. Well, one more thing with Trafficant, too. They killed him. All right. This guy, Andrew.
Yeah.
What was his name? Thompson, without a P, because at the same time as Thompson came out because Brian Hoker got him to about the CDC, and now they were purposely maiming children, especially black boys, before three with their shots. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this Thompson guy from Mercer, PA, who dealt in, equipment for the farm equipment. He was supposedly there to see the farm equipment, and it's you play hell this side to find anything. He didn't want to be notified, he didn't want to be in the news, whatever. And he did get him help, but he was the only one there. How was that scraper in his way when it never had been before? I'd just like to see how his bank accounts have increased. I quit.
I hear the music is all. No, thank you, Murr. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called the Death of the West. The kids from fame will
and all be. We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting with the final segment. Richard Carey with David Scorpio, Paul in California, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, well, of any of these topics, your final thoughts, gentlemen. Paul, would you like to go first? Oh, Paul, it looks like he's got some issues not in the loop. So, David, your thoughts, sir.
Will, always good to hear Murr call in. And, of course, yes, the Jews have been in China a very long time, the Kaifeng Jews. But beyond that, you know, let's be honest here. The West has done everything it can to build up China. So a deal has been cut for a very long time for China's role in the so-called New World Order. The Chinese are not fighting the New World Order. They are the actual test model for the New World Order. And China wants to do a whole lot more than do business, guys.
Stephen.
Yeah, I think that the woke thing is American Maoism. I read a thing about that, and it just, it definitely is where they want to go with this digital currency, social credit score, and ultimate constant surveillance, the ID for getting on the internet. You think, like you were pointing out, you think that it's bad now. Wait, when you have to have an ID to sign in just to do anything on the internet, it's a digital prison. It's a panopticon that they're building right in front of us. And I just don't want to see them turn it on. And I guess in a way it's already on and they're pulling the mask away from some of it. But for now, as long as we can keep using cash, we've got to find some different way to associate with each other too. People are not going to go along with this willingly. There's going to be some other push from it. You know, they're going to one of those clubs that they have in reserve. I don't know which one, whether it's the aliens or the famine. I mean, that they want to control the food too. That thing's going on now as well. But somehow they're going to try to push that with another event. I believe there's going to be another layer of PSYOP. Go ahead, sir.
I don't think there'll be the alien thing, though. I mean, you've heard about that in the past, to get people to all come together for one world government, tell them about aliens and try to have a one world religion fusion, be justified with that or with climate change, get them to have a religion because of that. We already kind of have that, though. David.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to say. You know, I do believe that an alien false invasion or an aliens coming to save us scenario is a possibility. Wernher von Braun talked about this, actually predicted it after the asteroid threat. There'd be terrorism, then asteroids, and then the final play would be the alien invasion. So who knows? I think a much more likely scenario is a highly staged and controlled World War III and or climate change. I think climate change is the next shoe to drop. They're ramping that up. And we have to do something about it. It's a global problem, guys. It needs a global solution, just like COVID.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. David, Stephen, great show.
Thanks, y'all. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Richard. Thanks to everyone out there listening and to the callers.
And folks, please support republicbroadcasting.org. Go to that donate page and support us so that we will speak again soon. Have a great weekend and transcend the construct. Regards.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.